I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from a lecture delivered by Neville Goddard in the 1950s. Your own wonderful human imagination is the actual creative power of God within you. It is your savior. If you were thirsty, water would be your savior. If you needed a job, employment would be your savior. Your imagination is the power to save you from whatever circumstances you now find yourself. You can experience your heart's desire through the use of your imagination. Nothing is impossible to your imagination. Your imagination is unlimited in what it can accomplish. If you can imagine something, you can achieve it. The way to use your imagination creatively is this. Relax in a chair or on a bed and close your eyes. First, determine what it is you wish to experience. Then, in this state of complete relaxation, bring to mind the end result of what it is you desire. In other words, if you were seeking a promotion at work, the end result might be that people would congratulate you on your promotion. You might move to a larger office. You would enjoy an increase in pay. Take any one of these events and, with your eyes closed, actually hear your friends congratulate you on your promotion. Feel their hand in yours as they tell you how happy they are for you. By actually feeling that you are being congratulated, your imagination will go to work to bring about that state in your outer world. You need not be concerned about how this will be accomplished. Your imagination will use whatever natural means are necessary to bring it about. What you do in imagination is an instantaneous creative act. However, in this three-dimensional world, events appear in a time sequence. Therefore, it may take a short interval of time to realize in the outer world what you have just experienced in imagination. After you have performed this act in your imagination, open your eyes and go about your normal, natural affairs, confident that what you have done must come to fruition in your world. Make your inner conversations conform to your imaginal act. You have planted a seed, and you will soon see the harvest of that which you have sowed. When you go into your imagination, make sure that you are actually performing the action, hearing the words, touching the object, or smelling the aroma in your self-conceived drama. What you do in your imagination is not merely a daydream in which you see events in your mind's eye. You must enter the dream as if you were actually there. You must make then now and make there here. To make this perfectly clear, imagine that you would experience driving a new car after you have achieved your goal. In that case, you would not merely see a new car in your mind's eye. You must actually enter the dream. Feel yourself seated behind the steering wheel. Smell the newness of the interior. Feel yourself enjoying a comfortable ride. Feel the happiness that would be yours after accomplishing your dream. That which you experience in imagination is an actual creative act. It is a fact in the fourth dimension of space, and will make its appearance in this three-dimensional world just as surely as planting a seed will result in the growth of a particular plant. Once you have planted this seed in your imagination, do not uproot it by being anxious about how it will be accomplished. Each seed has its own appointed time. Some seeds take a few days, others a little longer. Feel confident that what you have planted will appear in your world. Your imagination will draw all that it needs to make your dream an actual reality. If it takes others to play a part in order to accomplish your end, your imagination will draw that person into your drama to play his or her part in the sequence of events. Your only responsibility is to remain faithful to your imaginal act until you experience it in your outer world. You can repeat your imaginal act each night before falling asleep. In fact, you may wish to enact this drama over and over again until it feels normal and natural to you as you drop off to sleep. Your imagination will work out the means to realize your dream while your conscious mind sleeps. Bring your five senses into play as you perform your imaginal activity. Actually hear a friend's voice congratulating you, or feel yourself hugging that person. If you wanted a new piano, run your hand over the smooth wood, touch the keys, and listen to the sound. If you wanted to receive a dozen roses, actually smell the fragrance and touch their velvety petals. Finally, you must be persistent in attaining your desire. Continue to imagine what you want until you have actually obtained it. You do nothing else to obtain your desire. If it is necessary to take some action, you will be led to do so in a normal, natural manner. You do not have to do anything to, quote, help bring it about. Remember that it is God who is doing the work, and God knows exactly how to accomplish it. If you think of your desire during the day, give thanks that it is already an accomplished fact, because it is. You can be and you can have all that you desire to be and to have. There is no limit to what you can accomplish for yourself and others. It doesn't matter what your present circumstances are. The principle you have unconsciously used to bring about the undesirable conditions in your life can be consciously applied to make your every dream come true. God created the earth and all that is in it, and God said it was good. People have puzzled over these biblical statements for centuries. If we really understood the meaning, we would not be confused, nor would we feel anxious about our past, present, or future. The understanding of these two statements would enable us to realize that we alone control our actions and the circumstances of our life. Let us take the first statement. God created the earth and all that is in it. God is infinite. Therefore, God must have been before any form came into being. What substance could he have used to create all that exists? There can be only one answer. God created everything that exists from the only substance available, himself. God, thought, consciousness, spoke the word, and brought everything into being out of himself. Everything you perceive is made of the one substance, God. The one substance back of everything is energy, and that energy is God, or the Word. Since God created all that is out of himself, it follows that God is the creator and the creation. God is expressing life through each and every one of us. It could not be otherwise. Let us take the second statement. God said that his creation was good. That statement has confused people who believe that if God is good, another power must have created that which is not good. Perhaps this statement can be understood more easily if you will think of the principle of mathematics. In adding the sum of 5 and 6, it is possible to obtain the incorrect answer of 12. To eliminate that possibility, the number 12 would need to be removed from the whole of numbers. It would therefore be impossible to add 6 and 6 and reach the correct answer of 12. You can see that by eliminating the possibility of a potential wrong answer, all numbers would eventually be eliminated, and mathematics would not be possible. However, just as mathematics exists and can be used by anyone who has gained an understanding of how to use the principles to obtain correct answers, so the principle of creation can be understood to obtain desired results. Because God has given all of us free will, you can choose the states you wish to occupy. God does not predetermine your fate, nor does God punish you for mistakes or misdeeds. Because a person may not understand the law of mathematics, they may be adversely affected when they make a mistake in adding or subtracting cash amounts. The law of mathematics is not punishing them. The law simply is, and can be used correctly or incorrectly. God has allowed you complete freedom to choose that which you will encounter. When you come to the realization that you are God in form and expression, you will seek to experience greater good and nobler purposes for yourself and others. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is thought or imagination. God imagined the world into being and became that which he conceived. This is the principle on which all creation rests. Since God became human to give us life, we must contain the same creative principle within ourselves. The kingdom of heaven is within you. We have created our personal world through thought. That which you think about with feeling, that which you believe to be true, and that which you imagine yourself to be or to have, is the cause of everything in your personal world. You may believe that there is some other cause. You may blame others for your problems. You may believe that the events were wrought by fate or chance. But if you are objective and observe your own beliefs and thought patterns, you will see that your world accurately reflects all that you believe to be true of yourself and others. Faith is the actual substance of that which is hoped for. It is the evidence of the thing you want which you do not see in the outer world. That which you want to do, or be, has already been created. Therefore, it actually does exist. It is possible to bring into your world anything in creation by your belief that you already have it. Faith that what you want is already a fact is the means by which you activate the invisible state. That state then is later reflected in your outer world. Faith or belief that you already are, or have, that which you desire, is the only means by which to experience your desires. No limitation is imposed on that which you can have, except your failure to assume possession of the quality or thing desired.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.